It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam's here. We're going to talk about television. Have you done any binge watching? Did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
You know, I'm not a Game of Thrones person. You need to start your own separate Game of Thrones podcast.
Where suckled at the teeth of a giant. Woo!
See, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
What's this called? What's his name? Tormund's big. Doesn't matter. You don't know. It doesn't matter.
Literally, you just see my gormless face. Okay, so today...
Sam, what are you going? What are we talking about then today?
Well, okay, so I binged a show last week that I totally forgot I'd watched, which isn't like a good sign, but it was a good show. So I watched Netflix's special, which sounds weird, but it's a show... the name sounds weird, but basically it's a show written by Ryan O'Connell, who is this gay man with cerebral palsy, like mild cerebral palsy, so can walk and do all that stuff. But it's an autobiographical show about his experience being a gay man with cerebral palsy,
right,
and what it's like to be disabled and gay, and how when he first got a job at this place called Thought Catalog, it was like this blog place thing back in like early, mid-2015 kind of thing, around that kind of era, where people would write like personal essays about their lives and their struggles, and you know, you'd use those to get clicks and stuff.
Basically. Sure.
So he wrote a story about how he'd been hit by a car, because when he first started his job there, he'd been hit by a car, and he used that to cover up his cerebral palsy. So he basically lied to all his coworkers and stuff, and it kind of explores what it's like to be a gay man with cerebral palsy, and also what it's like to be a liar. It's also what it's like to be codependent on someone, and also.
Ticks a lot of boxes, but it's kind of cool that we live at a time when you can tell those stories.
Yeah,
you know, because that's not too dissimilar to the other one that you. What's the one that you did last week called the act.
The act. Yes.
Different, obviously, because that's pretend. This is real. But they're both based on true stories. Obviously.
Both based on true stories. Yeah. And this one's really cool because it. Okay, so it plays really weirdly with structure. So it's only 8 episodes long, and every episode's like 14 minutes to 17 minutes long. So it's like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just a quickie.
Very quick show to watch. Like, I binged it all in one night. And...
You binged eight episodes of a 17-minute per episode series.
Yeah.
So like that's not that impressive.
Not that much. No. It's like I've watched a lot.
Yeah, good boy,
more.
Good boy.
I've also been watching Killing Eve season 2, but that's next week. But yeah, so this show's really, really good. It's really light, and because it's like every scene obviously seems important because it's so short and everything's cut down such a fast pace. And it doesn't go too deep into his whole story. You can tell there's going to be a season 2, and it's more to show. But it's his relationship with his mother's really cool because she's really codependent, and she, you know, she has to battle between hating him for ruining her life by basically having to look after him his whole life,
right,
and also loving him and not wanting to leave the nest and go.
So I'm getting the impression you took this you got quite deep into this.
I really liked it. I thought it was it tells a story that I haven't seen before. It was one of the most frank depictions of gay sex and the struggle of even just being gay with like. Societal pressures of how you should look and stuff, and handle them really well and really honestly. And because the guy wrote the show himself and it's about himself, like he's playing himself.
Yeah.
Like 6 years
so
ago.
So he's playing himself in the show?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ryan O'Connell, yeah. And he doesn't shy away from the fact that he's a really flawed individual. Like he's selfish and cruel to his mum and self-centered and, you know, woe is me, has internalized ableism. At one point in the show, he goes on a date with a deaf person and he's like, you didn't tell me you were deaf, that's so inappropriate. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
And it's just,
what?
Yeah, so it really is quite an honest depiction of someone's life, which is really cool. I just wish the show had a bigger budget, I think, is where it really lets itself down, is that the short pace may not be just because they wanted to have a short pace show. It might just be because they weren't given enough money.
Let me ask you this, as a gay man yourself.
Hi.
Hi. Ding ding! Did it make you contemplate the whole gayosphere?
Yeah, no, it definitely tells some harsh truths about the gay community that I already knew about, but I don't often see on TV. You know, gay characters are often played as either a comic relief or
super hunk,
or super sad and depressed and get AIDS and die. You know, that's kind of the limit to which gay stories are allowed to be told. And this one was really frank and honest, and like. In episode 3, he basically loses his virginity for the first time. That's, yeah, loses his virginity. And it was really honest and, like, beautiful in the way that it was so real. And, like, not, like, you know, soft lighting and white sheets and, you know.
Right.
It was like, this is how it happens and this is what it's like. And this is what it would be like for someone with cerebral palsy to lose their virginity for the first time.
Right, right. So worth watching, obviously.
Worth watching if it's something that we really like. I obviously really enjoy watching TV shows about gay characters because I like seeing myself on screen. And it was really funny and enjoyable, but I've also talked to some people that watched the first two episodes and weren't that taken with it, and that's also fine because, you know, TV shows are written for people that they're written for, you know?
Not written for everybody in the whole wide world.
Yeah. And, like, if you're, you know, a fan of the Westboro Baptist Church, you're not going to like the show, so don't watch it. But if you...
So where was it on? On Netflix? And it's called Special.
Called Special.
Yeah. And how many episodes?
8. You can get it done within, like, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So, you know, if you've got a spare...
Or you can just gently throw it, have a wee think.
Yeah.
Gently throw it, have a wee think. Cool. I'm going to watch it. Sounds really cool. And next week you're going to do Killing Eve season 2.
Because it's so good. I haven't watched season one.
I might need to watch season one then or something.
It's on TVNZ.
I want to know why it's so. Is it so? It's on TVNZ on demand. It's not on TVNZ though, is it? Do they show it?
I don't know. I don't have a TV.
So they have, because there's billboards all over the show with that advertising that show. So it must be quite.
Well, Sandra Oh got Best Supporting Actress for a...
I know it's popular, but I mean, it's billboards means it's big time. I mean, billboards means that they really think they're going to get a return on it. So I'm interested to see whether it's that good.
Super enjoyable, but I will tell you all about that next week.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks, see ya.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.